Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... That's right. Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day's fucking evil, so they don't really shine as anything. It's treachery across the board. But it's also it's Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. Excuse me. Sorry about that. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 41. And showers, rain showers, snow showers, ice showers. We're still getting whacked. I mean, this is Oregon. I mean, this is not unusual, but I don't know. I hate to think what's coming down with that shit, I guess, is the problem. Oh... Let's see what we're going to look at today. Dun, 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 dun. Hope everybody can hear. We've not been attacked again and again and again. I'm here. There's some fucking, looks like Gestapo on fire. I guess we can go with this. Paris. May 1st, 2023, The People Fight Back by Dylan Evan 11 is what it said. Dylan 11. And we'll get into that as soon as we return from this break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Paris, May 1st, 2023, People Fight Back by Dylan Evan. Let's see what we got here. Paris, France, May 1st, 2023. The people of France are still fighting back against the fascist genocidal government. Yeah, we better get you a Bill of Rights or you'll end up with being ruled by communists instead. This is not just war over 2 years. It's not war over 2 years of extra work when you retire, because that's what they've been selling it as, the people rising up as a two years added to their before they could retire. This is a rejection of the world order. France is leading the way. And that's just the whole goddamn thing, really? Okay, we'll go to something else. You should never sign a refusal to vaccinate form by Missy Missy Fluji. Hell of a name. As traditional school schedules resume in the coming days, many parents are bringing their children to the health care providers for sports, physicals, and child visits. If you decline vaccine for your child's doctor may ask or even insist that you sign a refusal form stating you were offered information about vaccines and you opted out one or more of the vaccinations. This piece of paper may seem harmless, but there are important reasons to decline signing it. This form, when you decline vaccines, read on to learn why you should never sign the vaccine refusal form. Just show them, tell them to shove it up their ass. Can't make you sign nothing. If you do sign it, get your pencil. This is how you fucking sign it. Sign it. U.D.UCC-1205-207, and it ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on, because it's under, you're showing it's under duress. And if they fuck with you, that proves the duress. I mean, I read this article, and there's a lot of, I don't agree with. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, within a 12-month period, 74% of pediatricians report encountering a parent who refused to or delayed one or more vaccines. How about fuck you? I don't give my kid what I want. You just a goddamn, you're an employee of mine. You better fucking act like it. You'll end up dangling from a fucking rope. You try fucking playing politics in your goddamn white gown. In a letter to physicians, the AAP urged them to record vaccine refusals using a special document. The use of this or a similar form is concert with direct and non-condescending discussion can demonstrate the importance you place on appropriate immunization, focuses parents' attention on the unnecessary risks for which they are accepting responsibility, and may in some instances induce a wavering parent to accept your recommendations. This is what they sent to the fucking doctors to try to, I tell them, I say, shove that up your fucking ass. It's real simple. I don't got to sign nothing, you son of a bitch. You don't have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over me. You fuck with me, you'll get a writ in the fucking mail. I'll come take your goddamn nice house and your boat, you motherfucker, and put about $100,000 lien on it. A fucking lien that cannot be removed, because there is no goddamn court to remove it. And it has to be accepted, because it will be in the form of a writ. If you are still deciding about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines, opting for a delayed vaccination schedule, or declining specific vaccines, your child's health care provider may use this form in combination with your uncertainty to pressure you to vaccinate your child. Yeah, I've never fucking pressure me. If you can be pressured by a fucking doctor, you ain't worth your fucking sand. You ain't got no sand. The form includes an ad motion stating that the outcome of the vaccinating might include contracting. Fuck you. Certain types of cancer contracting, that's what they're saying. Certain kinds of cancer, pneumonia, illness requiring hospitalization, death, brain damage, paralysis, meningitis, seizures, deafness, other severe and Permanent effects from these vaccine preventable diseases are possible as well. This is what the fucking vaccines do to you. What, Jew? Is that you fucking there? Is that you, Jew, hitting and saying, stop resisting, you motherfuckers? This is what your goddamn vaccines are doing to people. How in the fuck did we get here from fucking through the millennia without your goddamn vaccines? It was called nature, and fucking goddamn nature provided well, and we lived longer, and we lived better fucking lives, and we weren't sick all the fucking time, making you billions of fucking dollars you pricks are going to pay. These words may sound scary. Ooh, I'm fucking shaking. To parents who are newly researching the truth about vaccines, but informed parents know that adverse reactions to vaccines are much more likely to occur than contracting the disease themselves. The refusal of the vaccine form may be used to take your child away from you. Fucking give her a go. They can fucking fuck these cocksuckers. They have no jurisdictional authority over any American national. If you know who you are, you got the right to blow their fucking head off if they come fucking with you. They try to violate your rights, you kill them. That's what you're supposed to do. That is your goddamn right and your fucking duty that you are a derelict of. The suggestion.
Yeah, but then they take you. Then they take your kids.
Well, I won't be there to see it, Charlie.
I understand, but
well, you know, enough people do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have kids, so yeah, I could kill them. But, you know.
Well, here and or there. If enough people
they're gonna kill them either way. Yeah, it's a bad situation to hold your kids hostage. In other words,
by God, I'll take as many of them with me as I can.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, you won't see your kid no more.
Yeah, I will. First place they got to come and fucking do it, and I'm not alone.
Yeah, it's like Randy Weaver. Yeah, that's exactly like Randy Weaver.
No, I'm not exactly like Randy Weaver. Randy Weaver never fired a fucking shot. He ran up the fucking hill like the coward he was after he fired in the air, after his kid had already been fucking shot in the back. Randy Weaver was the fucking pussy. I'm not a fucking pussy. I'll come down that fucking hill and I'll mow those motherfuckers. They will fucking pay dearly. They may get the kids, but by God, they will fucking pay dearly. I won't be alive to see it. The suggestion.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's better dead than red.
You're goddamn right. And if enough people do it, the kids are going to be fucking released anyway. If everybody fucking did it, they knew that was what was coming to them every fucking place they went. They wouldn't come. That's just all there is to it. They're fucking cowards. They're spineless pieces of shit. And it ain't worth a fucking paycheck to fucking die for something that fucking you know is bullshit. When somebody's fighting for their home and hearth, I'll kill as many as I fucking can. You goddamn right I will. You come and try to violate my fucking rights and touch my fucking children, grandchildren, I'll blast your fucking ass. I'll kill and kill and kill until I'm dead. You're not doing it. I'll enforce the fucking law on your ass, motherfuckers. And then you take your form and shove it right up your fucking ass, and I'd tell that doctor that. I'd say, don't you ever fucking try to tell me I have to fucking sign anything, you son of a bitch. I'll find out where you fucking live. I'll come pay you a fucking visit to your fucking house. I'll fuck with your fucking family like you think you're going to fuck with mine. It'll get ugly, buddy. The suggested form provided to healthcare providers by the AAP, which you may be asked to read and sign, includes the following statements. I know that the failure to follow the recommendations about the vaccinations may endanger the health or life of my child and others with whom my child might come in contact. That's all I'd have to read, and I say, stick this in your ass. Stick it straight up your fucking ass. You come fucking with me, motherfucker, you're going to find out you didn't want to do that. Some parents and vaccine safety advocates have suggested child protective services. Well, come on in. Boom! Protective services or a parent in a custody battle may use this admission against the signing parent to remove a child from their care. Well, between the idea and the reality lies fucking lead and hot fucking lead and powder, motherfuckers. So just give her a fucking go, just like there are all their other fucking threats. I'm sick of your fucking threats. You make me want to puke with your fucking threats. In a report published in Pediatrics, the APP, or the AAP, outlines how healthcare providers should respond when parents decline vaccinations for their children, stating that there are circumstances which would justify involving the appropriate child protective service agencies because of the concern about the medical neglect. And not to mention, if this is one of my fucking grandchildren, I'm coming to you where you're at, you motherfucker. I'll come to your fucking house, doctor. You're not fucking bulletproof, motherfucker. And your house ain't made out of asbestos. You are a fucking criminal. You try forcing a fucking American national to do anything without the proper goddamn jurisdiction attained through a common law court. You are committing treason and sedition, and you are fucking attacking. You're a goddamn traitor, and you're conducting war against the fucking people themselves, and you fucking will die. The refusal to vaccinate form may be used to require medical treatment. Fuck. First place, I'd laugh at this. I wad it up and throw it in their fucking face. And I'm not going to get scared. Scared don't fucking cut it. Pissed off and mean, that's what we need to be. I therefore agree to tell the health care professionals in all settings what vaccines my child has not received because he or she may need to be isolated or may require... Come do it. You fucking punk bitch motherfucking cowards. Come do it. You think you fucking just can threaten your way through this shit? You're about to fucking run into a brick fucking wall, you dickheads. Immediate medical evaluation and tests that might not be necessary if my child had been vaccinated. Fuck you and your speculation, and your fucking vaccines are poison. All of them. This language suggests that your child may be treated medically against your wishes. Fucking try it. Because you did not accept certain vaccines. Because you won't just get one fucking person that you're going to just mow down. You'll get a whole goddamn family the size that you can't fucking imagine. Every one of them wanting to blow your fucking head off. And you fucking come after our fucking children. They're not the fucking state's fucking children. And they ain't Joe Biden's fucking children. They ain't this fucking corporation's property. They are ours. And that's when you fucking cross the line, motherfucker, that you will not cross back across. You will be blown back across. The language suggests that your child may be treated medically against your wishes. Fuck you. How to respond to your child's health care provider when they tell you to sign the refusal to vaccinate form. If your child's doctor or nurse presents this form to you, you may simply remind them that you are not obliged to sign this form. Vaccine exemptions are available in all 50. I don't need no fucking exemption from the state. You have no authority over me to begin with, you son of a bitches, or my child. I need no goddamn exemption. My exemption is the fucking Bill of Rights. You want to take me to a common law court? In your goddamn individual capacity, boy, just do it. I'll leave your ass hanging out in front of the courthouse, I'll bet you. States, and you have the right to use these exemptions to refuse vaccines without signing the refusal to vaccinate Form 3. Patricia Finn, a national vaccine injury and exemption attorney located in New York City, says it is probably best to refuse to sign the form. However, if your refusal to sign stands between you and an exemption, no, I'm not going to fucking take it. I don't need them to exempt me. I am exempt. They have no authority over me. If they have no authority over me, they can tell me nothing, can they? And if I fucking mean it, I mean it, I guess, huh? Between you and an exemption or... You and your pediatrician, and you have a valid legal basis. It is, I got a valid lawful reason. It's called the fucking unalienable, ratified by the elected representatives of the people. Absolute, supreme, superior, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And I'll hang your fucking ass, you motherfuckers. Exemption. I don't need no exemption. I don't need your fucking permission for nothing, you son of a bitches. And you have a valid legal basis for an exemption vaccination, then you probably should sign the form because it's not legally enforceable agreement against you. According to Finn, signing a refusal form is not a waiver to rights to refuse vaccine, which are protected under statute. No, they're not protected under statute. They're protected under law. It's called procedural due process, motherfucker. You have no goddamn... Bring your cause to a fucking common law court because that's what you got to have to fucking address me because you're fucking inferior fucking administrative admiralty King Charles's foreign fucking goddamn Star Chamber courts have no jurisdiction over me. Statute and the United States Constitution simply stated your rights to refuse vaccine would not be waived by the refusal form. It also would be unenforceable because the form would most likely have been signed under duress. See how she puts that in there? You guys got a pencil and a piece of paper. Get it now. I'll tell you how to sign any fucking form. And it still won't be worth the paper it was written on, and to fucking use it will be a fucking crime. You just simply write before your name where the signature is. You write U.D. U.D. That's under duress. / UCC, that's Uniform Commercial Code, 1-205-207. That is all rights fucking reserved. That fucking paper ain't worth the, what is, it ain't, it's unenforceable. Then it's unenforceable. Oh, she is, you know, she's telling you here, most likely has been signed under duress, but there's no way to fucking prove that you was signed under duress unless you put it on the fucking paper. You put that on everything you sign with the fucking government. Any fucking, it's the same thing you sign with any fucking buddy that you really don't want to fucking sign. Put it on there. It's unenforceable. Then it is under duress. And when they fucking try to fuck with you, that proves the duress. Don't you see how that works? Another suggestion is to modify the form. You can cross out what you disagree with, initial it, and sign the form. No, I'll put it in your fucking face.
That was 1-205-207? What was it?
Listen. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
U.D. That's under duress. And then a slash. Yeah. Then a slash.
Slash. Slash.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
UCC, that's Uniform Commercial Code.
Yeah.
Dash.
Dash.
1205.
Mm-hmm.
Dash 1207.
1207.
1-205 and 207, that's all rights reserved, even under the Uniform Commercial Code.
Oh, from 1205 to 1207 is the...
No, not 12. 1-205, first chapter.
Oh, okay. 1-205, 1-207.
No, 1-205 / 207. It's 205 through 207. Oh. That's where
okay.
Your rights are reserved. Got it?
Okay. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Thanks.
The rights of vaccine refuse. Let's see, where were we? The right, sign the form, right to refuse. Okay. It would be under duress. Another suggestion is to modify. No, you don't modify it. You throw it in the fucking face. I ain't signing nothing. If I do sign it, it's going to be signed like I told Charlie, and it ain't going to be worth the fucking papers written on, because any document, any contract signed under duress is fucking unenforceable. If they enforce it, if they go through with their threat, then they have proved that they have fucking made you sign a contract under duress, and, well, there ain't no courts to hold them accountable. But by God, I'll tell you what, they don't like it. They can't do nothing about it. They can't do a fucking thing about it. All they can do is just fucking eat it.
King Charles's court.
Well, King Charles's court, my fucking rights. I've invoked my fucking, my rights under the Bill of Rights. I've invoked them, and I have fucking told, and I, as far as your contract, I've taken care of that with the U.S. Uniform Commercial Code site, because that comes down to all rights are still reserved no matter what's in this fucking contract. and my rights are reserved. My rights are there to begin with. See, the rights of vaccine refusers were set out by the Supreme Court. No, they fucking were not. I love the way they like to throw the Supreme Court in 19. The Supreme Court has no goddamn, it has zero jurisdiction over the fucking written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law, December 15, 1791. It specifically states it in the fucking ninth article. They have no authority to fucking, to analyze it, to fucking interpret it, or to try to fucking change it. And to do so is an act of fucking sedition and treason. That gets a rope put around your neck. We didn't fucking bind the government's fucking chains and then hand, oh, you, the Supreme Court can have the key. That's a part of the fucking government, and it's covered under the ninth article. The enumeration in the Constitution that includes the creation of a fucking goddamn Supreme Court shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage other rights. I kind of messed that up. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, even by the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court is a fucking, it's a government, it's a lower fucking form of fucking existence. It's in the fiduciary. It's not as high as the people in our jurisdictional authority. We are the ultimate jurisdictional authority. We have the highest authority. We are the goddamn sovereigns of this country on a par with King Chuck. You don't make up something and fucking force it on us, son of a bitch. That's why that second article was put there, because the Anti-Federalists knew what they were going to try and do, that they were going to try and fucking enslave us, that they were going to try and play contract with us. So they made it real fucking simple at a third grade level. These motherfuckers can't do shit unless you let them. And if you let them, you passed your chance to shoot them, which is your goddamn duty. They try this stuff. This is unlawful. This is an unlawful attack on your fucking rights. And that's what that goddamn war was fought over, not to create a new goddamn country. I love the way they did that, how they hijacked it with their goddamn Declaration of Independence to create a new country. The people had already been fighting a year and 3 fucking months, shot the British out of goddamn Boston, and they weren't fighting for a new country. They were fighting for their fucking rights, which just fucking aristocracy that was there at the time fucking hijacked. They were the very son of a bitches that they were rising up against. They were all a pack of criminals. They were all incorporated. They were corporations. And signed the form. The rights of the vaccine refuser were set out by the Supreme Court. No, they fucking were not. It is forbidden under the fucking, because there is no fucking goddamn due process of the fucking law, and because nobody in the fiduciary can tell any fucking private national what they can or cannot do. They have not the fucking jurisdictional authority, and to try to do so is an act of treason and sedition, and you get your fucking neck stretched or you get put up against the fucking wall. That's what the goddamn document means. I mean, they can pull all this shit out. Why can't they pull out Tench Koch and fucking cite him in any of these fucking articles? Vaccine refusal case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Fuck you. I don't need your goddamn Supreme Court case. I'll dust this motherfucker with that simple third grade fucking goddamn document with 10 fucking articles on it. Easy. Over 100 years ago, the justice of the court recognized the potential for unnecessary vaccination mandates as being a plan and palatable invasion of fundamental liberties. I love the way you put it, fundamental. How about the Bill of Rights, you motherfucker? Whoever's writing this shit, you see, it's that same goddamn little fucking out of the side of their mouth fucking, just, oh man, go to the fucking administrative admiralty under the Supreme Court decision, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. That's how you do it. No, that ain't how you do it. You assert your fucking rights. You get out your goddamn gun and you fucking enforce them. That's how you do it. Or it just keeps creeping and creeping. And pretty soon they say, well, you can't challenge. We wrote it down on a piece of paper and you can't challenge these people. You know, you want to bet? It's going to come down to the fucking gunfight. And I got to believe that everybody fucking knows it. And then you have people come up and they start fucking, I've been seeing a little bit of goddamn defeatism which I'm going to deal with this afternoon and this evening, try to come onto the fucking site. You do not come into the fucking trenches and use my name or use the fucking trenches as a goddamn platform for defeatism. Your fucking ass will go so far into goddamn spam, you'll need a spotting scope to look up at the bottom, motherfuckers. You'll find that out. If you are faced with having to sign the form, remember the Supreme Court held in Jacobson in 1905 that only one vaccine was allowed. You ain't got the authority to say one vaccine, two vaccines. You have zero, zip, zilch, nada, not a teeny tiny bit of fucking authority over any American national in their individual capacity. We are autonomous. We are self-ruling. You weren't put there to rule us, motherfuckers, and you know it. But you wrote that goddamn fucking fraudulent constitution in such a way, but I tell you what, the anti-federalists plugged every fucking port, didn't they? That's what's killing your fucking asses. That's why you cannot get this goddamn thing done. That Bill of Rights is in the way. They won't talk about it, but it is, and that I guarantee you, they amongst themselves, they're there. How would we get around this motherfucker? We can't. It was written perfectly. It was written in fact. That'll read backwards and forth. You cannot fucking miss. There's no interpretation. It's interpreted to you as you read it. And nobody can challenge that interpretation because that's what it fucking says. So they can't, they could never attack it that fucking way. And, you know, and all this amendments. It's not amendments to the Constitution. It's a body of fucking law. It was a single, adding it as the preamble was a single fucking act, but the law is all in articles. And the law, it cannot be touched because the ninth article forbids it. That was the checkmate, the ninth and tenth article.
The last, it was put at the bottom as a controlling document.
Exactly.
Just like they have, the government has these conservation easements where they pay you half the value of the land if you agree to never develop it.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom, the very last word is forever.
Yeah, but that's just shall not be infringed, period. I mean,
yeah, well, when it's convenient, they understand. When
isn't that strange? It's almost like they knew all along, isn't it?
Yeah, when it's in their favor. Oh, yeah, it says forever. You know, it shall not ever. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. We played around with that back when we were doing law. We did put until the end of existence. Only in an extreme circumstance in which a grave danger exists that imperils society, the Supreme Court could further held that vaccinations may be mandated. I don't fuck you, Supreme Court. You're fucking nine fucking faggots and queers and fucking got socialists, fucking communists, fucking goddamn.
It's a misnomer. It ain't supreme over nothing. It's just like the Federal Reserve. Everything
exactly
in the title is a fucking lie.
Nothing in the goddamn common law can be examined by the fucking government fucking fiduciary. Plain and simple.
It ain't supreme. It ain't supreme. It ain't no court. And ain't no officers.
There you go. But still, people fucking can't see that. They can see it. They just fucking go. They run because they faint ignorance. There is no there's no excuse for ignorance. It's written at a third grade level. And all you got to do is read it and say this. They can't. It says they can't do this, but they're doing this. Well, this is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the land. Anything else is notwithstanding. It's unenforceable. And if they try to enforce it, you go to the fucking, well, you could go to the common law courts until they took them away. But again, that's why the goddamn founders put the goddamn Bill of Rights in place with the second article, the fail-safe. When all else fucking fails, get the fucking guns out and shoot the motherfuckers out of your country and take your fucking goddamn freedom back and put it in place and make it the goddamn law of the land it was meant to be. Because it is the only ratified law. For this fucking land, it is the founding document, only fucking founding document, not created by fucking Masons. Go ahead.
And it can't be voted on.
No, it can't. There ain't nothing they can do to touch it. That's what's killing them. I mean, the people who wrote it knew what the fuck they were doing. And they fucking checkmated him with the ninth and tenth article. You can't change what those words say. You cannot have the power to fucking deny or disparage. They are denying and disparaging, but they are committing fucking treason and sedition while they do it. And every paper they sign, that's a goddamn death warrant. When the people start running the common law courts again, just walk in and show, there's the signature. Here's the fucking law. The son of a bitch knew the law, and he fucking deliberately fucking violated the law and violated this person's goddamn absolute unalienable fucking rights. I want him hung out in front of the courthouse. I want him put up against the fucking wall and shot. It's my right. Read the goddamn law. That's the highest law in this. It's the only fucking law in this goddamn country. All the rest of it's fucking statutes and fucking goddamn ordinances and all this bullshit. It's sub-fucking law that violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law.
In their star chamber courts, only the jury only decides if you're guilty or not, and then the judge does the sentencing.
Well, no, the thing is, man, in their star chamber fucking courts, you take the Trans-Davidian. They went to the star chamber court, the ones that were, came out, and they were acquitted by the jury. But the judge became the 13th fucking, juror and fucking sentenced them to fucking jail. Declared by declaration of a star chamber court, they were declared guilty, not by a goddamn jury. The jury fucking acquitted him, but it wasn't a common law jury. So the fucking protections were not in place. It was not fucking conducted correctly. But they went to...
No, they did a pretty good job of killing a few, but, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going
to...
No. Well, go ahead, Charlie.
No, I said no. I guess not that good.
Anyway, we're going
to... That's
go
all.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast on the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teliquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
on Friday nights, 10-lane ramp on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hill before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Hog Dog. Come get some. The way they come, they don't come to get some. They worm around and fucking they're like a parasite. And then they crawl up your fucking ass and they get you that way, man. They ain't going to come fucking straight on at you. They're fucking cowards. They're fucking communists. They're fucking fascists. They're fucking capitalists. They're cowards. They'll threaten. And they'll write things down on paper and they'll go fuck with somebody who won't fuck back. And then, see, we can do this. Yeah, you could do it to that person. Fuck you. Come do it to me. You son of a bitch. I'll fight you to the fucking death. You try to violate my goddamn rights. You try and violate the law of my people, the ratified law of my people, ratified by the elected representatives of my people. I am the sovereign of this fucking country. I'm on a par with old Chuck over there. Suck my ass, Chuck. Why don't you come do something about it? You fucking probably never even been in a bitch fight in your whole fucking little sorry ass life. Let's see what else we got to play with here. Let's go up here. Over here. We got all these good videos. As soon as we get that sound card fixed, we can address these videos. In speech to Israel's parliament, McCarthy announces U.S. House, what it looks like is NNSET, joint group by Jackson Richmond. I don't know what this NNSET is. K-N-E-S-S-E-T. NNSET, I guess is how you'd say it. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, announced on May 1st a joint group between the House of Representatives and the Knesset, Israel's parliament. Oh, they're joining in, are they? You're going to have cross-government there? You over there sucking that foreign king's ass, you motherfucker? You treasonous bastard, just right here. This hangs you, Kevin McCarthy. You go into a goddamn common law court, it'd take about fucking 10 fucking minutes. Read what you did. Show the fucking that you cannot have the authority to do it, that you fucking went and you plotted with a foreign king against your own people. And I guarantee you that a goddamn a jury of fucking six fucking prostitutes and six diggers will hang your ass out in front of the fucking courthouse, buddy.
He went over there to get his marching orders.
You bet you he did. As Speaker, I will continue to push for a formal interparliamentary group between the United. No, they don't have a parliament that does anything. They have no business in our goddamn business. And that's why, you know, like I said, that fucking Constitution is a fucking fraud. You have no authority to do this. This is an act of treason. This is a joining with a foreign king against your own fucking people. And even in our country, you son of a bitch. You are guilty of fucking sedition. You are guilty of fucking treason. You are guilty of fucking espionage. Because the intent of this is to fucking further destroy this country and Israel. But I will not wait to start more collaboration between the House of Representatives and the Knesset, he said in a speech to Knesset in Jerusalem. So you're over there in a foreign fucking country with a foreign fucking king, going to make some kind of foreign fucking government that's going to fucking fuck with my rights, fuck with our law, fuck with the jurisdiction of the people of this country. You better count the fucking guns, motherfucker. I mean, it's, and don't tell me, hundreds of millions are falling for it, 100 million fall for it. I know what you are, you shill motherfucker. Therefore, I will establish a House Knesset Parliamentary Friendship Group. Well, this is how we get it in the door, huh? And this is some more fucking world government, isn't it? Isn't it? So we can continue to strengthen our bonds, build mutual understanding as elected representatives. They are not our elected representatives, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. And work better together, democracy to democracy. This ain't a fucking democracy, asshole. It is not a fucking democracy. It's not even a goddamn union because you fucking broke the fucking rules to have a fucking union. Your fucking union fucking papers were fucking frauds, and they were never fucking ratified by the people. You do not rule by our consent. You rule against our fucking consent. You rule against our fucking wishes. The group, McCarthy said, will engage in more directly with the Knesset, travel to Israel, strengthen existing relationships, and forge new ones on the House side. They will host Knesset members who wish to travel to the United States and do the same. And I'm sure the king of the Jews, old Trumpy, this is a Trumpy that's talking about this shit. Trump-tard. McCarthy became the first House Speaker since Newt Gingrich in 1998 to address the Knesset. In his speech, McCarthy touted the close bond between the United States and Israel. That's you. That's a handful of you motherfuckers that are unlawfully occupying our highest seats of power. The bulk of this fucking nation despises the state of fucking terrorist Israel. There's shit beneath our feet. You try and fucking pass laws, dissentas, you treasonous son of a bitch. You fucking pass laws to fucking protect foreign kings from the people that you fucking do not represent, that you are committing goddamn treason against. And it's blatant fucking treason, son of a bitch. You got no argument to save your fucking ass. People, we have to fucking get this shit straightened out. Once we come at them hard and put in the common law courts, we can just hang them. I mean, it'll be fucking so fucking simple. They fucking have come out and they've announced their treachery to the people. Their fucking disdain for the American nationals that are fucking paying their wages, that are fucking paying their fucking goddamn retirements, their fucking medical, all of this shit, just like the fucking regulators back in 2000 and what the hell was it back there? 18, was it? It's been so long. With the derivatives bubble, same fucking deal. You pay the regulators to fucking guard against this shit, and they fucking, why weren't they fucking jailed? Why was no one jailed? Oh, they were too big to jail. They're too big to fail. See, they can steal from you. I mean, it's like this new shit. You know, somebody comes up and fucking you, and like stealing your gas out of your car or stealing something out of your yard, and you draw down on them with a fucking shotgun because you caught them, and you call the fucking pigs. They see the pigs, they're not legitimate either. They're a part of this. They are the protectors of the thieves They are the protectors of the fucking goddamn communists and the fascists and the capitalists. And they will come, and you can be sent down in there, caught red fucking handed on film, and they will make you, it ain't worth over $1,000. So I guess anything I have that ain't worth over $1,000, you can just come take it from me, give that a fucking go. And I will show you, you can't. I'll show you that ain't no fucking goddamn statute that has any hold over me. I will blow your fucking ass in two. This is the foundation of our special relationship. We are the only two countries in history that were conceived in liberty. Hey, fuck you, fucking what in that? What planet are you coming from? You invaded goddamn Palestine. You established a beachhead. Now you're committing genocide on their people. You've been committing genocide on them and stealing their fucking land ever since. I mean, this is a goddamn... We sit here and we talk about how wrong it was. And it was wrong to come to this country that was populated by a people and take it the fuck away from them and listen, manifest it. It's our destiny to take your fucking land, to take everything you fucking have and make goddamn fucking paupers of you, subhumans of you.
My brother, he says, well, they were cannibals, so we had that. They deserved to lose their land.
Well, there were on the East Coast. On the East Coast, some of them were cannibals. But that ain't got nothing to do with they deserved it. You know, there were more fucking Indians on this goddamn land before 1491 than there were fucking Europeans in Europe. All of Europe.
Yeah, there was estimated 200 million. Almost...
Yeah.
Like it is. Yeah, it's crazy.
And how they kill most of them? Biological warfare. I mean, when they talk about the blankets, they didn't take those blankets and blankets and say, hey, big gift for you here. Here's a nice blanket fucking infested with smallpox. They send them in little boxes, little squares about it, fucking, you know, an inch or 2 inches square. And it was a part of a whole bunch of little trinkets and stuff. And all they had to do is one of them touch it. And whole fucking tribes, whole fucking peoples were wiped out that quick. So they already had a big kill off before they ever came here to start fucking pushing the fucking native people to fuck off the land and stealing it, straight up stealing it. I'm getting kind of some kind of feedback off you there, Charlie.
Yeah, it's the same playbook. They've been doing it for the beginning of time. Kicked out of every country that shit.
Exactly. Well, they have. People. You just look at it. Do you have your phone on speaker or something, buddy?
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm getting hella feedback.
Okay, I got the speaker off.
That's much better.
Hello?
Yep, you there?
Okay. Yeah, right. Is that better?
You bet. That took care of it. Today, however, our invocation is at risk from a new threat, the Chinese Communist Party. He said, while the CCP may disguise itself as promoters of innovation and truth, they act like thieves. We must not allow them to steal technology. I mean, you talk, man, I've been watching a lot of documentaries, believe me. And you talk about thieving, fucking goddamn, I mean, just... I'm sitting here with the Californians invading, and these motherfuckers just come in, and the fucking they're dropping the goddamn mental patients off in Klamath Falls, and I mean they're getting to be more of them. The more of them they get to be, I told you guys this a long time ago. When they first came, they were just looking for a better life. They're very good people. And then you get a bunch of them here, and they've got a bunch of them here. Then they start fucking ganging up, and then they start looking at you like you're fucking, they want to fucking try and do something to you. Well, give it a fucking go, man, because you know what? I'm always ready. Give it a fucking go and see what happens to your ass, you motherfuckers. McCarthy, and then throwing, you know, like this, like we're talking about some pretty good stuff here today. But the goddamn this pornography and fucking pedophilia and fucking transvestites and queers and all this shit, when it comes down to the equation, I guarantee it's 0.0004 or less percent of the population. But see, they blew it all up. I mean, they just made it like this is all that's happening in every, this is all the country's about. It's fags and queers and fucking transvestites. And as soon as the fucking rubber meant the road with fucking the theft that fucking Biden and them got caught in over there with the whistleblower. And of course they went after the whistleblower for telling the fucking truth about these thieving son of a bitches. Well, that's what they're trying to cover up. They're trying to cover up the theft that they're fucking committing. They son of a bitches should have been put against the wall a long time ago. Goddamn treason's treason, by God. Look up the fucking word. But do you know who would have to fucking put him there? Them. I mean, goddamn, this is the king's court, and this is the king you're fucking after. You have to take your goddamn, we are the king of this country. We, the individual free sovereign nationals, are the king. We have our own law that is above all other law, of all other nations, of anything anybody fucking wants to conceive. It's called the Bill of Rights. It is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And by God, yes, go ahead.
I don't know. I know you don't like voting and everything, but what do you think about that RFA, Robert, I think it's RFK Jr., Robert, you know, he announced he was going to run Democrat. But
yeah.
Anyway, I hear word of that guy, RFK and Trump, running independent.
Well, RFK, there was an article the other day. I think he was coming out for the fucking queers, wasn't he? LGBTQ.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, he's supposedly, what I want to see, he's gonna open the investigation for all these crimes, like killing his uncle or JFK and Oklahoma City and everything. He's a tinfoil hat like me, so maybe.
Well, Robert Kennedy opened an investigation on the death of John Kennedy, too, wasn't he? And if they ever get serious about it, their plane will fall in the water. Or they'll get fucking blasted in the back with a goddamn pistol, and then they'll have some patsy there with a .22 that they take and fucking hang or sits in prison for the rest of his fucking life that didn't do it. I mean,
I understand, but I'm just saying that, you know, Trump's got the name. I hate the bastard, but it seems like they're really after him. They don't want him to run.
The thing
of course, it's all a movie.
Fuck those elections. They're fucking frauds. Either we do this ourselves or it don't get done, Charlie. I'm telling you right now, brother.
Yeah.
We got to do this ourselves.
It was interesting to run as an independent, you know, and not be part of a collective.
Well, yeah, but interesting. It'd be interesting as it wants to be, but it don't mean nothing to me. He's a goddamn traitor. He's the king of the Jews. I mean, do you want fucking arsenic or
no?
I
hate the guy. I hate the guy, but maybe, you know, if RFK. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah. Well, any thought that doesn't. I mean, we got to do this ourselves. I mean, that's what everybody has to get it through their head. We got to fight this ourselves. Because these son of a bitches, RFK probably fucking has been to Pedophile Island. He probably fucking is Trump's fucking buddy. They swap spit. Just like Trump set it up. He built up a huge arsenal of fucking goddamn weapons. And then as soon as Joe Biden, we hated him. We hate him. You know what I mean? But then Joe Biden, where'd that fucking shit go? Over to goddamn Ukraine and on the black market. And I mean, God damn it, they're working in it together. There ain't no one of them that can be trusted to, as far as I can throw this fucking house I'm sitting in. And we got to know that.
No, they've all been bought out.
You goddamn right.
I mean,
they have.
It's like, I listened to Trump the day after September 11th. He came out and said, those are the strongest buildings ever made. There's no way a plane, you know, it had to be bombs in the building.
Well, you know,
and he fucking changed the tune as soon as he got in power.
Charlie Manson could give a kid a sucker too, you know. That don't make him a good guy. Anyways, me and Charlie's had enough conversation today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't fall for none of this bullshit. Just get ready and know you are going to have to fight. You. Nobody's going to come along and do this for you. I promise. There, the people who would come along, who could have any kind of thing, anything besides themselves, to organize, are fucking incorporated. They're a part of it. They're making money off it. Even the goddamn Patriot sites. Go look at them. They're incorporated. They're making. They talk in doublespeak. They're pumping propaganda. They're fucking not your friends. They want to destroy you. They want, and they're being, I mean, they're being rewarded quite well. Their 30 pieces of silver is always there on time. They, and I mean, God damn it, you can see it. That's the word from the trenches.